Today's podcast is devoted to Sheila Jordan's appearance at the Weekly Jazz Workshop in Northampton, Massachusetts on July 21st, 2015.
Falling in love with love is falling for make-believe. Falling in love with love is playing the fool. Caring too much is such a juvenile fancy. Learning to trust is just for children in school.
What a pleasure it was hearing Sheila Jordan in Northampton. She's nearly 87, which she makes no secret of, and why should she? Sheila's a bona fide survivor of a harsh Depression-era childhood, shuttled between her teenage mother's digs in Detroit and her grandparents' home in the coal mining region of western Pennsylvania, of a broken marriage to Duke Jordan, the pianist who played in her friend Charlie Parker's quintet, of her own drug and alcohol dependencies, and of the vagaries of the music business and the hazards of the road. The diminutive Sheila Jordan stands tall today as a marvel of life, a keeper of the flame, a teller of truths, a witness to the saving grace of this music. She's got nothing to prove and no one to impress, but she still gives her all to the devoted audiences who turn out for her everywhere she goes. Without fail, the crowd includes part of the legion of aspiring singers who see their hopes for skill and self-expression embodied in the art of the vocalist, who was officially honored as an NEA Jazz Master in 2012. Here's a Sheila Jordan favorite, the Bobby Timmons jazz standard, Dat Dare.
Hey, mama, what dat dare? Hey, why dat under dare? And oh, mama, oh, hey, mama, hey, look it over there. Hey, where they going there? Hey, what they doing there? Hey, mama, can I have that big elephant over there? Hey, who dat in my chair? Hey, what she doing there? And oh, mama, oh, hey, mama, hey, what dat say up there? Hey, mama, what's a square? Hey, where do we get air? Hey, mama, can I have that big elephant over there? My quizzical kid, she doesn't want anything hid. She's forever demanding to know who, what, and why, and where. Inquisitive child, and sometimes the questions get wild. Like, mama, can I have that big elephant over there? Wanna comb my hair? Hey, where my teddy bear? And oh, mama, oh, hey, look at that cowboy coming there. Hey, can I have a pair of boots like that to wear? Hey, mama, can I have that big elephant over there? The time will march, the years will go, the little lady's gonna grow. I gotta tell her all she'll need to know. I hope her allows her to know right from wrong. Gotta make her strong. As life's parade goes trudging by, she'll need to know some reasons why. I don't have all the answers, but I'll try as best as I can. Gotta help her to plan so she'll make her stand. You give the kid your best, and you hope she'll pass the test when you finally send her out into the world somewhere. Although she's grown, I'm betting I never am forgetting. Mama, can I have that big elephant over there? What they doing there? Hey, where they going there? And oh, mama, oh, hey, mama, hey, why dead under there? Hey, mama, what is fair? How come I gotta share? Hey, mama, can I have that big elephant over there? Yeah, mama, can I have that big elephant over there? Yeah, mama, can I have that big elephant over there?
I first saw Sheila in 1979 when she was the integral vocal component of the Steve Kuhn Quartet. Then, and through many additional performances over the past 35 years, this self-described jazz child has continually moved me to goosebumps, laughs, tears, and wonder. With Charlie Parker and Billie Holiday as her musical gurus, Sheila claims her uniqueness through a highly personal take on standards, phrasing that brims with tension and release, and with an openness to letting her story come through the music. When I addressed the Community Music School of Springfield's Summer Jazz Camp in July and emphasized to a group of inner-city 15- to 17-year-olds that it's their stories, as much as the technique they'll develop, that will be the measure of their achievement as artists, I said I had Sheila Jordan in mind.
Well, I was born in Detroit, Michigan, back in 19. November the 18th, 19.
Mickey in Northampton, with sensitive backing from the host Green Street Trio, Sheila sang humdrum blues, How Deep is the Ocean, Falling in Love with Love, The Moon is a Harsh Mistress, Bird Alone, and the autobiographical Sheila's Blues. Trombonist Steve Davis and tenor saxophonist Felipe Salas joined in on the Charlie Parker classic Confirmation, which was preceded by The Bird. Sheila's lyric about how hearing Charlie Parker transformed her life is sung to the tune of Bird's Quasimodo, which is based on the changes of Embraceable You. The subtle harmonizing that Steve Davis engaged in with Jordan when he hit the stage at the song's end struck me as both routine and transcendent. The kind of ritual between players that's at the heart of the music and that keeps me coming back. Here's Sheila Jordan singing The Bird with bassist Cameron Brown.
The bird, the bird, the bird, the bird, the bird. Charlie Parker was his name. The bird, the bird, the bird. You heard it every day.
Sheila concluded her set by inviting about 10 of her students at this summer's Jazz in July workshop at UMass to scat a half chorus apiece on her original workshop. As New York jazz radio legend Phil Shapp put it several years ago when he introduced her at her 80th birthday celebration, as a singer, songwriter, teacher, record collector, and listener, Sheila Jordan is the complete jazz person.
The baby had a little looper.
For concert footage and additional links on Sheila Jordan, visit the jazz blog at nepr.net. Thanks to Katie Wright for production assistance. For New England Public Radio's Jazz Beat, I'm Tom Reaney.
Little bit, a 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 little b